This is TWiT.
FBI says, hey, when we write malware, it's not malware. You know why? Because we're the good guys. Okay. I'll take their word for it.
The FBI. I don't think any of us really have anything to say about that. I mean, it's an obviously true statement. So
yes.
Well right. Right. There's obviously nothing wrong with that at all.
This is, this is when the FBI was running its own child pornography site. So
right on Tor, right?
Yeah. So is that, you know, the good news is that in several cases, the judges have thrown that out. But the FBI filing a legal brief said a reasonable person or society would not interpret the actions taken by a law enforcement officer pursuant to a court order to be malicious. How could that be?
Well, pursuant to a court order is the key there, right? If the court responsibly has said you get to tap a telephone line, then it's not against the law. And
exactly.
The problem is we don't have good, clear law about what you're allowed to do on the internet, because I am a little bit sympathetic to the FBI saying, well, if you're trying to tap an internet connection, like a particular specific person that we have probable cause about, we may not know where they are. But that doesn't give them the excuse to then say, so we never have to know where anyone is and we get to tap anyone we want. Like, there needs to be a balance there.
Well, right. And this is precisely why judges have thrown out some of these decisions, because they said the FBI did not have a warrant to run a child pornography site or to use malware to crack Tor. They just did it.
Right. Creating a honeypot, you know, to try to catch, look, creeps. I don't think anybody's defending the people that they're going after. It, you know, when you don't have a court order, when you're just going off the hip and thinking, oh, we'll just get permission later. This like, is, that doesn't work. That's not okay.
No.